if you have your Bible, I am in the book of Revelation in chapter 3, finishing up in my devotions with Word of Life, and it was to the church at Laodicea. So that is Revelation 3, pick it up in verse 14. And so you have, and the angel of the Lord wrote to the church of Laodicea the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works, and you're neither cold nor hot. Would that you be either cold nor hot. So because you are lukewarm, you're neither cold or hot. So I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. And so a lot of us are aware of that. And I did some more reading and I was made aware of my devotions that the water source for this church and this community and this city probably came for 5 or 6 miles away, maybe even up to 10 miles away. And so when the water got to them, it was lukewarm. And so I don't know if you've ever lived in a country where water was just lukewarm, where somebody would just hand you a glass of water and it had not been in the refrigerator or didn't have any ice in it. And so just that it wasn't quenching, it didn't help one way or the other. And so really interesting that the Lord then, or the angel says, okay, I want to spit you out of my mouth. And so as you read this morning in Revelation chapter 3, you also will see if you drop down to verse 17, for I say, I am rich, I have prospered, I need nothing, now realizing that I'm what a wrench. So this city had extreme wealth as well. And so there is no desire for this church to have any need or any help or any want or any relationship with the one that they knew and loved and had loved or were a part of that. And so now they have turned to their wealth. And so the wealth of what they have, the society, the town, the place that they live, all of those things are more important. And God is now calling them out in that. And in this scenario, you have verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. And so now you got an opportunity for these group of individuals to say, okay, we do recognize that we are walking in our own sufficiency and our own dependence on the thing. We've got this. We don't need any help. And so God is now saying to them, hey, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'll be standing at the door and knock. I will be here because I'm a righteous and a faithful and a trustworthy God, worthy to be praised. And so I'm just going to go ahead and allow you to go down that road, but I will be here. I'll give you opportunity and to hear my voice. I'll give you an opportunity to say yes to me knocking at the door, but I'm not going to force my way in. And so literally I'm going to just spew you out of my mouth and I'm going to go on. And so I was just thinking for us today, where maybe be an area of our lives that we might be considered lukewarm, where we are, you know, living in independence and not dependence. And so that's just a call for us that live in the United States of America. Everything is somewhat nice, but I think now we're, you know, coming off of COVID, now the whole thing's with the economy, gas is more expensive, everything's more expensive, our budgets are still probably about the same, and so maybe that's God's way of knocking on our own hearts, saying, all right, are you going to trust me? I want to provide for you, I am here for you, I have the resources to take care of you, will you come to me and ask for help, will you continue to lean on me in dependence? And so maybe we were kind of lukewarm, well, our checking account was this and life was going like that. And so God is now calling us back to this relationship. Hey, I want you to be dependent on me. I want you to need me. And so I'll just make gas more expensive. I'll make food more expensive. I'll make everything else that you do more expensive just to give you an opportunity to possibly say, you know what? I have not been living dependently in that area. So I want to now go back and follow you and move in a different direction and run to you instead away from you. So interesting words to that church. In affluence, they chose not to run to their God. And so God just spit them out of his mouth. You know, I don't have anything. I don't need this. I don't want you. There's nothing for you. And so you're just, so I'm going to set that aside and I'm going to move forward. When these people had an opportunity to say, yep, I want to depend on you. I do need you. So as you enter into the Friday, I'm probably not going to go drink a lukewarm glass of water, maybe set something out on the counter throughout the day and then come just pick it up and drink it as just a reminder, illustration to you that you don't want to be lukewarm You want to be hot or cold. You don't want to be in the middle. And so be a servant today that's wholeheartedly following after your Savior and King. Even in the midst, you're just continually saying to him, okay, I want to be that dependent son and daughter. I don't ever want to be lukewarm. And then maybe you just need to sit and ask the Lord, is there an area of my life that is lukewarm? And I want to give that area to you, and I want to live and change and be dependent on you. So, Father, thank you for your word, how you've left it for us, the great parts, the hard parts, the fun parts. And so here we are today as a church in Highlands County, looking back on a church that has been around you, that knew you, but now it's no longer hot nor cold. It's just lukewarm. Father, we don't want to be that as a church. We don't want to be that as individuals. So call us out to grow and to be more dependent on you than we've ever been before. So we need your help in that, Father, so we're asking you for it. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. Have a great day.